Good evening, everyone, and welcome to the Lady Garden of Delight that is the Naked Football Show. This week we welcome Sweden-based town fan, Steve Myers.
Hello there, here's Sverre again.
We welcome back former fanzine editor, programmes expert, local councillor and house burglar, Alistair Ross.
Thank you very much, Graham.
And finally a guy who's still whinging about a disallowed goal he claimed to have scored last Friday, and he is Phil Ham.
It wasn't disallowed, it was more the fact that you claimed it,
exactly,
I think.
Exactly, so
rather than the fact that it was...
So it was actually my goal.
So you say.
Yes. Anyway, we'll look at both town games this week. We'll continue to monitor any dealings as the transfer deadline approaches. And of course we'll discuss anything you, the fans, want to talk about. So for that, email studio@icrfm.co.uk or text us on 07973 851968. And throughout the week, of course, you can email us on nakedfooty@icrfm.co.uk. Steve, yeah, thank goodness for that.
Yeah, just
air conditioning. Badly prepared this week, amateurs. Right, you travelled the further, Steve. You came all the way from Sweden. So, what did you make of last night's game?
I made an impulse decision when I saw that we got Colchester at home in the League Cup and two matches close together. So I came over for both matches and enjoyed them, despite the loss on Saturday.
Yeah. You actually enjoyed Saturday.
Well, I didn't enjoy it really, but you know.
Enjoyed
being back at Portman Road.
Yeah, enjoyed the bit before the match started.
Right.
Yeah,
and afterwards.
Yeah.
Alistair, what did you make of it? I met last night.
Yeah, I did. I fortunately or unfortunately, I missed the Preston game, and I probably missed our only away win at Burnley. But Saturday was just. I just don't know if Jim knows what he's got, and then I read in the programme Tuesday. Brian Clough saying we don't know our best 11 yet. Well, I think most, even though I'm still a supporter of Jim, I think most people would say for the last 2 years he hasn't known his best 11. And when we've had a good team, it's often by chance or suspension or injury. And I just do not think he knows his best 11. And we seem to be buying players anywhere and everywhere, but we still haven't got a left midfielder, and we've still got players who aren't good enough. And then we've got players who play well who don't seem to get a chance. And Saturday was very disheartening. And then I thought Haynes was poor, Miller wasn't great, and then he brings them both back on yesterday and nearly gives it back to Colchester. And we've lost all in. As soon as Haynes and Miller came on yesterday, the game was over, really, and Colchester thought they had it. It was not good.
Can I put forward a revolutionary theory that actually I don't think we were that different in the Wolves game and the Colchester game? I just think the opposition was very different. I think Wolves were, you know, obviously a much better team.
I thought Wolves played really well. Yeah.
I think they were a really good team.
I don't think Wolves have got anything in the back now. It's just that we didn't. It took us 47 minutes to actually realise that. I think Wolves will let goals in everywhere. They didn't put much of a different team out last night and got knocked out of the League Cup.
They had
Henry and all that played, but I don't think Wolves are great at the back. I think up front they'll cause problems. Their midfield's quite strong. I don't think they're a great back four. But if you don't actually give them anything to do within the first 45 minutes, and then Pablo came on and done well for 10 to 15 minutes, to be honest, Wolves, any team would have looked good against our front the way we played on Saturday. We didn't produce anything, and when we did get anything to our front players, they were very poor.
Our front players were extremely poor on Saturday. Yeah, and it was no surprise that Adam Lee was...
I think Wolves will be good, but I don't think you can really judge Wolves on such a really bad performance.
I thought they were a much, much better side than they were in April when we played them.
I think they were organised. I think the winger, the wide man, and again, if you move Haynes from wing to wing, once he moves over, that fullback's under a lot of pressure. Walters didn't get into the game, but he helped... not Thatcher, he helped Bruce mark that winger.
Once they
swapped over, Haynes, he doesn't come back. That's not his contract, defending or tackling, or even if you watch him, he just wanders round positionally. He's not any help at all to a defender. So,
waiting for the break, isn't he, all the time? He's kind of on constantly. He's like a striker standing on the halfway line, waiting for the game to count, which, you know, he has been a striker over the sort of years since he's been with Town, and playing him right midfield. Your general point about the team not being settled and Jim not knowing his lineup, I think to some extent that's because the transfer window ends on August the 31st or September the 1st this year, that the whole of August is kind of an extension of pre-season, in that managers are bringing in players, they're getting rid of players, and they're still trying to bed their team in as the month goes on. And certainly, I think that's been the case with Town, because we've got Campos come in, and you know, he played really well last night, I think, and he's not obviously entirely fit. And
entirely fit. He makes Fish look fairly fit. If any good midfielder, Campo has got class, he can pass, he's skillful, there's no doubt about it. He makes Garvin look fast.
Is he going to be a regular fit?
Yeah, but he's not going to play, in, you know, he is going to sit in a role.
Yeah, he needs
role,
to work on. I know he's always been a big bloke. You know, he's always been quite large, but obviously decided to do no pre-season at all because he is not in any shape to play championship-level football at the moment. He needs games.
I don't know
if he's going to get them in a reserve team performance, because he's going to have to play him in the first team, and he needs a lot of workers around him, which means you can't have people like Garvin
and
Haynes in the midfield. You need Trotter next to him to do all the bloody work.
I was going
to
say that.
It was noticeable when he went off, wasn't it, that we dipped.
Yeah. And, I mean, to some extent, I thought you were a bit harsh, actually, saying that that Colchester came into it, sort of, you know, took over when the sub was made. Obviously, Campo going off made a difference.
Well, I think they scored, and then Naylor put one off the line, so that's
Put one off the line, and then they scored. But I think a lot of that was due to, one, Gillespie coming on, who I thought was really good.
He was good.
Well, they rate him anyway,
don't
they?
Yeah. And 2-0 it was at that stage.
Yeah.
There was about 10 minutes left. Town had been, you know, relatively comfortable, I think. Mm-hmm.
Campo held the ball. He never gave it away much.
No.
He lost it a few times because of pace, as Quinn lost it a few times. But he didn't lose it much. When it came on and Miller had it, and I've noticed on Saturday as well, he just has seemed to have a fear of losing the ball, Tommy Miller, and it's, he pings it back as hard as he can to McCauley or Naylor or to Wright, very similar to when Jim McGilton was at the end of his career, where his immediate action of not losing the ball was to hit it as hard as he can back in his back four. And also, that Pablo was still trying to hold on to the ball. Hainsey, I think every time he got the ball, it bounced straight back. So our forwards and midfielders weren't holding it. Even when they got it right in the corner, Quinn and Walters, they managed to hit it off each other, and Colchester broke. No one seemed to be able to hold on to the ball with 5 minutes to go when it was 2-1.
We just did
not hold on to the ball.
I thought Walters, for example, I thought he was a positive. He was getting back to his.
Yeah, I
old
still
form.
Think he looks slightly off the.
Yeah,
off
but
the
he,
pace,
I thought he was getting.
It's a worry though. I know with his birth, his child, where his mind isn't right. He's not nowhere near the player he was last season.
At the moment, that's true.
And on Saturday, he was not. But we still continued to hit the ball at him every time. Though, to be fair to him, I think he won nearly every header against Wolves on their wide positions. It's just that Lee and even Lisby didn't latch onto any of them.
We continued
to do it the whole game, and we'll continue to do it all season, I'm sure.
At 2-0, I was hoping for 3-0.
Yeah.
Okay, 2-1, and I began to get nervous.
I mean, I think 3-0 would have been a far more just reflection of the game than 2-1, to be honest. No. I didn't think
Colchester had their moment.
It's a cup game, and my worry is that with the money we've got, the money Evans has spent, he would expect the top six position, and if we play like we did Saturday, it'll be nearer the bottom than the top.
But you just don't roll teams over like that. Look Wolves at Bolton, look at Hull,
yeah,
look
but,
at
yeah, but that's the cup. As I'm saying, Wolves, Birmingham, and teams like that, we aren't going to have a chance against. If we play like we did,
I don't think we've got the
players there, but there are worries. Norris, will he ever play for us? I mean, how bad is this injury?
Well, he's playing. He's back playing, isn't he?
He wasn't even on the bench yesterday, supposedly.
Yeah, but he played for the reserves today.
It might be. So we need him. Who does he replace?
Well, I was going to come to this, actually.
Does he continue with Miller?
Well,
with Haynes? Does Garvin even get on the bench?
Well, I was going to say this about central midfield, because if you're going to play with Campo as the holding midfielder, as you said, you've got to have someone with a bit of legs.
Which rules out
alongside him, which really, you know, means Garvin probably not, which means Szymanowski probably not, because he's not really
kind of
up and down.
I thought he was one of the players. I don't think you get the ratings in the paper or even on your website, Phil, but I thought he's one player who doesn't give the ball away much,
can tackle
and actually can pass the ball, which is for a midfield, you know. I think Miller's especially is well beyond his.
But do you think, Norris will end up with a player alongside Campo, if Campo is the kind of first choice holding central midfielder, because Norris is obviously the box to box type a player. Do you think it'll be him doing all the running?
I'm not sure if he's going to play Norris. I think he played in wide when he first started.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And everyone said, oh, he should go in the middle. But Plymouth fans say he did play wide.
Norris says he's happy to play wide.
And I think Norris will go the wide left midfielder. I think you've got to play
left Schumi. Midfield.
Or maybe. I think you've got to play Schumi. I think he's one of our class players.
Mm. But he's a sort of defensive midfielder in the manner that.
Will he have to be with Campo? Is he defensive midfielder? Because when he's playing with Garvin, there isn't.
Well, I mean, he plays a similar role for Macedonia, because you talk to Macedonian fans and they say that they want him to kind of play that more attacking role. But
I think you have to play him. I think he's one of the few footballers we've got who's got class. My worry is Garvin didn't make the bench. Is Garvin off anyway?
Well, we have this email from Kendall Mintcake, would you believe?
Really?
Yeah. Like does Kendall Phil think. Know why Garvin has hardly featured lately? Is it because of a possible transfer?
He wasn't well, was he? I know he was a bit dodgy last week.
What's the homesick again?
I don't know. Well, no, because he pulled out of the Republic of Ireland under 21 squad. So.
Might be the way match. Miles
I'm trying to think where they were playing. Actually, I can't remember. Actually, it was in Austria. He was supposed to be in an under-21 squad, was pulled out because of an illness, and then he came on a sub Saturday, didn't he?
He came on a sub Saturday.
Wasn't included, yes. But, I mean, you know, the other thing at the moment is we've got so many players in the squad that he's got to leave somebody out. Yeah, and you're always going to have somebody left out.
Why didn't he leave Lee out, who was supposed to go to Crystal Palace?
Well, because I suppose he's a striking option, isn't he? We're a bit short.
Just in case he didn't work. But yeah. I mean, Pablo and Lisby did so very well.
And he always put Walters up front, or Haynes, which he did too.
Well, I mean, that said, he did put him on, he named him on the bench, but he didn't use him anyway. So, I don't know. I mean, Garvin's just signed a new 3-year contract.
I don't think he knows his team. The other one I'm disappointed with, because I thought he would be a good buy, is McCauley so far. I nearly thought, bring back Jason DeVos, then I realised I was awake. But he hasn't looked as fast or as assured as I thought he would be, and to be honest, I think Naylor's looked the better of the two in the last two games at the back. I think he'll get better, McCauley, but I am worried. I think Thatcher can defend, there's no doubt about it, but I don't think he's as creative or as good a player going forward as Cito was. So I think I can see why he's bought him for a better back four, but I don't think he gives as much as an attacking option. Passing is almost as bad as Casement's, and his distribution as well. I don't think you're going to get much from him, but maybe Volts will cycle in on his bicycle and his Open University degree. But obviously, what will Wrighty do when he comes back fit?
Well, we've got to have more cover at fullback. I think that's fairly clear, because I don't think Alex Bruce is a fullback, and I don't think Casement's a fullback. So that would just leave us with Wright and Thatcher, doesn't it?
I think really? Thatcher did very well. I tend to disagree a little bit. I mean, he might not be the most creative player down the flank, but he does his job in defence.
I think that's what he's got. Yeah. He's a better defender, so there's no doubt about it. But I think attacking options, it doesn't add to it. I think Wright took a while to settle in, but I thought he was improving at the end of last season.
I would have thought
Wright would be the first choice. I'm surprised he wasn't even skipper, but I'm surprised. But Volts will come in now, unless he plays him in midfield, because Jim's theory of last year when we were on this show was one goalie and 10 midfielders. He might be going back to that theory. As many midfielders as you can get, and as hopefully half of them slower than themselves, so he looks good in training. It just seems to be his option.
What we got, anything else on?
Well, we got one that we've pretty much covered from Darius, from last week. What did the panel make of Campo's contribution last night? Despite being short of games, I thought he showed more class than we've had for ages.
I think
great vision, great passing.
I just don't know whether you're going to get away with it. It'd be interesting against a team like Watford and Reading, our next two games, when you risk them with teams that Reading are probably should make that they aren't as good as they were, probably the one of the classiest teams in the division, and obviously Watford known for their work ethic. So it'd be interesting to see, because I'm sure both managers especially will know how to deal with Campo or put players on him. Especially Boothroyd would have thought about it quite easily. And I mean, I think Campo will get better, and I think you've got to play him. And I think you've got to play him in first team games. It's just that it's a pity he hadn't done a bit of pre-season training. Drinking a few sangrias watching you at the championship.
Any others?
Yes, this one, Gazza from Braintree, and I'm glad he sent this in, because I depressed all my mates in the pub last night. They all left me there on my own because I went on about it so much. He said, I couldn't go last night, but I was surprised Shane Supple wasn't playing. I thought Magilton said something about using him in games like this.
Yeah, I did, but...
I think Wrighty needs the game, so I don't think he's matched. He's nowhere near as good a goal as he was.
Oh, I think he's been playing really, really well.
I thought the goal against Wolves, the second goal, was an absolute on the schoolboy error. The second goal.
Did you? I thought
that was an absolute terror. I think he will himself.
I think
some of his distribution hasn't been good. I think he's good, but I don't think. And I did read your star column about after the actual Wolves goal. I thought that he was at fault for that second Wolves goal. I don't think it was a difficult save. He made a class save just after it, but I don't think he's nowhere near the goalie he was, and I still think he needs games.
The reason I say that he was put in last night really was to gain experience of playing with these back four.
Yeah, that's what I think. I think he needs the games. I think the defenders are happy with him, they're confident with him, though Thatcher had a right go at him about when him and I think it was him and McCall or him and Casement that he killed each other and collided. I think he needs the games. It is maybe to work this back four. I still think he was at fault for the second goal quite badly.
Well, I mean, I don't think it was hit very hard.
I think there's something to 3 or 4 years ago he'd have had no problem.
I think
it's an error. I think you'd have put it past the post.
I mean, I sort of noticeably, there's been a number of occasions. I mean, the West Brom game in the friendly, I thought he stopped us being 3 or 4 behind at half time. Burnley, they could conceivably add 2 or 3 goals early on.
I think Burnley has spent the game, but I think it's when he came out for the punch as well, and then he hurt himself yesterday. I think he needs the games. I think that's my feeling is Jim played him because he needs games as well. I mean, he hasn't played more than what 10 games in 4 years or something.
I think that's just not enough. That can be the only reason why.
Wanted to send out a strong team because he wanted to win.
I don't think
Supple played. I didn't watch the Orient game, but I don't think Supple had the greatest of games. Some people said he wasn't.
Well, he had hardly anything to do.
He's not had any practice, has he? Because he's not being picked. That's what my beef was about. I mean, he's never. You say Wright might be a bit rusty at the moment, but has.
Well, I think he's decided Supple's not good enough, and that's it. And he needs a good goalie on the bench.
I think.
And if he got another chance of getting a 47-year-old Irishman in and sit on the bench, Supple will be playing it. Falkirk, Montrose, or some other.
I think Rusty is the right word. I think Rusty's doing fine. I think he inspires confidence in me. Anyway,
I think he's Rusty. I think he needs the games.
Any other keeper? I think we've had in recent years. Even Neil Alexander. I think Wright's already kind of.
I think if we kept Neil Alexander, we might have got the playoffs.
I think that's no doubt.
He's not even in the Scotland squad now. So why he went? He didn't even make the squad today. So I don't think he made a good career move.
Well, he played in lots of big finals, but
maybe because the players.
It was a pity he left just when he did, but that's history. So.
Yeah, I think Wright is a good buy. I think it's the mistake was we didn't get him last year, and we had a whole year of mucking around with keepers. And again, as you said, they leave it to the last minute of the transfer window not to pay wages. Is if we got him in earlier on pre-season, the same with Campo and the others. Because you see, what's the point of actually having pre-season when most of the players won't even play with each other until September?
Yeah,
and in the case of Campo, won't even touch a ball between May and September, by the looks of it, or any other sort of fitness training. It just seems maybe the team that decides to put their money up front early in June and buy the players will have a hell of a good start to the season.
Yeah.
Because obviously Birmingham are quite a settled team and bang 9 points in straight away quite quickly.
Yeah. Any others on the
I still feel miffed about poor Shane Supple. Yeah. But
I don't really, because I think that it's a difficult balance, isn't it? Because you've got to keep Supple happy, as you say, and also playing games. But the first team is the most important thing, particularly after losing your first two games.
Totally agree, but he did say he would use the League Cup to experiment, and
I think you're right.
Players, and he's not done it.
He did a bit experiment.
I think it's more of a case of, like Alistair said, he doesn't want to lose, especially after that defeat.
I think if he'd lost to Colchester. I mean, will Marcus Evans sit around for months waiting?
That's it, don't you think?
I don't think he's under that.
I don't know, but
pressure.
I don't think Jim. I think the crowd would. I don't think many more games they would turn it. Remember last season, even though we didn't make the playoffs and we had absolutely atrocious away from home at times, for most fans who go to only home games and with a great season ticket, great amount of crowd. I mean, our season tickets are more than Birmingham City are getting at home at the moment. Didn't see a home defeat other than Watford in the cup and a cup game, didn't they? Well, they've turned up this season and they've seen two defeats and it was a good turnout yesterday. They won't turn against Jim, but they won't.
The bigger point really is that Marcus Evans is probably a more astute businessman than to hand a manager millions of pounds to bring in players in early August and then fire him in early September.
But I think Jim knows he needs a win because we've got two hard games coming up. I don't think he will sack him.
No, I think he wouldn't do anything until October if things were going bad.
If I was Marcus Evans, is my money, I wouldn't be sacking him. But my other view is, looking at it last night, he needs a right-hand man, not Charlie Woods, you know, who might be good on the golf course. Brian Clough's a great youth coach, but we haven't got... In George Burley done it, he brought in Stuart Houston, he brought in John Gorman. I think Jim needs someone next to him, you know, not Joe Royal, mate, but someone experienced to say,
Isn't Jim about the fifth most experienced manager now?
Yeah, well, that doesn't mean much, I don't think. But I just think... George Burley done it and had, you know, Dale Roberts to bring in John Gorman, Stuart Houston, Brian Hamilton. I don't think
he brought
Charlie
them
Woods
in to bring in other ideas.
Yeah, but I don't think Charlie Woods is an expert, or but George had already had an apprenticeship. Jim's gone in at the deep end. I just think maybe someone needs to summon down and say to him, Jim, watch your team, stick to it. But that's my view.
I think to some extent at the moment they're trying to find an 11.
We did that last year, Phil. We didn't have the same team.
Well, I think we did have an essential 11 last year.
People,
you could pretty much pick what the first 11 was.
Then
he bought
people in January. I know that it didn't always work. Injuries. Quinton was more of a success than the others. You know, he bought Shefty in. Panics. You know.
I think it was a different option.
I just think there's a. I want Jim to succeed. I like him. He's got, you know, enthusiasm for the game. He plays football the right way. I'm glad when the transfer windows are closing, so then he can say, this is my players, and Norris and that fit, and we'd like to see the team. I mean, I think the team will be different between home and away games. I don't think Pablo will play that much away from home. I think it will be different, but I just... It may be by luck and suspensions and people like Bruce being suspended that he has to pick a team sometimes, which has happened in the past. Mm-hmm. When it happened with Joe Royal, you have to pick a player because someone else is injured, and suddenly you can't let him go because he's playing that well.
So Steve, the Swedish supporters have a big weekend this weekend.
That's right. Yeah, we do indeed. It's our first annual general meeting of the Swedish supporters.
I think that deserves a minor bit of applause.
Thank you very much. When I left on Thursday last week, I think we were up around 90 members, paid-up members.
That's very good.
So we're hoping that we'll soon hit the 100 mark. Yeah, we're meeting up in Stockholm on Saturday for the first annual general meeting in a pub in the nice old part of Stockholm called the Old Town.
I'll say, give the name of the pub so that people, anyone who happens to be in Stockholm this weekend can pop in.
It's called Wieströms. In Gamla Stan, which means the old town, the old part of Stockholm, right in the centre. We're going to have the annual general meeting at 3 o'clock. I'm sure spectators would be welcome as well. And then we're going to watch the match against another team in yellow after the meeting.
Yeah, and what do we think of the team in yellow?
I don't know really. They've had an indifferent start of the season. I think missing Mr. Shitu will make it a slightly easier because he would actually probably be the only person who wears the same size shirt as Campo. But that was probably without.
They say no player is bigger than a club.
Yeah, well, I think they're bigger than both at the moment. But I think they've had an indifferent start of the season. You know they're going to be organised. I haven't really looked at what teams have bought in and out. I think they were beatable last year. I think we didn't play great there.
No.
Well, this season
we didn't play great. I think we owe them after last season when they turned us over at Ipswich.
We're obviously going to win all our away games and have problems at Portman Road. That's the plan for this year.
That would be good.
The reverse of last year.
Those who go to away matches.
It's bizarre, really, isn't it, that it has started in the manner that it has? Because, I mean, Burnley...
Burnley haven't done much in any game since. I mean, I'm not trying to take away
from the victory. No,
if we win something at Watford, I think that will be a lot. The difference. I don't think Watford are the team. I think they're going to struggle this year.
I don't think Boothroyd's a good manager.
I think Boothroyd's a great coach, and I think he's very tactically astute, like Tony Pulis, and gets players to work and work hard, same as Atkins did at Scunthorpe. But there's a limit to how far you can get with that sort of
attitude,
that player. And I think that's why Tony Pulis tends to move clubs. You do well, you get to a position, and then the fans turn against you. I still think he's got more now than someone like Peter Reid, who seems to have no problem getting jobs, who play the same sort of boring football as well.
Yeah.
Because Peter Reid is a likeable scouser and played for England, it seems to be acceptable.
Yeah.
And Brian Robson is same. But I think Boothroyd is a good coach, an outstanding coach. And a good man manager. It's just there's a limit to how much.
I'm sure about him.
Remember, Watford fans are used to Graham Taylor and Lon Borford. It's not as if it's anything new.
Yeah, but the only thing, they're supposed to be moving into a more kind of passing style of football this year, haven't they?
I think he's got the ability to chop and change his things. When he worked at Norwich and a youth team, they played and passed the ball around. I think he just horses for courses, and thought that was the way to get up, and it worked. I think this time he might be going for something slightly different.
We definitely owe them one anyway.
Yeah, we do. Did you go to the Watford game down here last year?
Yeah, that was the one that 24 Swedes and myself came over on a sort of organised tour to watch.
It was your fault then.
That was the one we lost.
But it was the worst.
I
mean, it wasn't just the fact that they won, it was the kind of manner in which they won.
It was so unpleasant.
Yeah.
It was.
I think that's the...
At least Andy Durso is not the referee.
No, and I think also we've had a bit of bad luck with refs and the FA Cup game the year before as well, which obviously...
Another Premiership ref doing this over.
Peters and Haynes doing their dance, and it wasn't even a goal, so...
It was a good dance.
It was a good dance. But,
there you go. Anything else on the wire?
Well, we got one from a guy called Jim Magilt, and you've sort of half covered this. Will Big Sam take my job in a few weeks' time?
Hopefully not.
Even if things go very badly, I think it would be at least a couple of months.
I think January, the transfer window.
I agree. Yeah, I mean, it'd be absolutely ridiculous to talk about changing the manager at the moment.
Yeah, I don't think it is. I think it is ridiculous to talk about it, but I'm sure Jim sits and thinks three defeats, four defeats.
I guess he was wondering yesterday, and also he would feel
because Jim's very confident in what he thinks, he'll just think the players let him down badly, and I don't know how much he will actually think it was his own fault, certainly, but the team he selected. I know he put his hand up and admitted he shouldn't have dropped Trotter and brought Haynes back,
but that might be a little bit a reflection of the pressure that he feels he's under, you know, that his outbursts, if you want to call it.
I think when you've only got 16 players to choose from, sometimes it's quite easy, isn't it, when you've got so many to choose from. And also he's beginning to surround himself with players that he's purchased.
Yeah.
So he can't keep blaming Joe Royal and he also can never break. He never can blame the lack of the youth conveyor belts, etc. Because obviously that should never be criticised at Ipswich. And obviously when he got Jordan Rhodes, why didn't he bring Jordan Rhodes on rather than Danny Haynes as substitute yesterday? I don't think Danny Haynes deserved a 10-minute run out on Portman Road.
No.
He might deserve 10 minutes out with the youth team. 10 minutes for the first team.
Any others?
No. You can predict your game for certain.
I think we'll win. I do think we'll win. I think Pablo will put in, because it's not far, so it doesn't really count as an away game. I do remember him playing quite well at Upton Park once, which is only just a few miles short. So
do you think it is? It is related to distance.
I think he just gets travel sick.
I was trying to remember how badly he played at Moscow. Going by that theory, he must have played really badly.
No, I think I think Fanidi played well there, so that was
actually, he's had a couple of good games at Burnley, I think. He scored a goal at Burnley once. That's quite a long way away.
I think he plays alright. It depends the way you play the game.
Did you like the way he played yesterday? I thought the position he played slightly deeper than normal.
Yeah, I think he was. The thing is, yesterday, even though he played well when he came on against Wolves, he seemed to be affected more by the criticism by Jim than others, because he actually tackled back and worked harder, which isn't one of his greatest parts of his game. I must admit, when he goes for a header, it does look like he's taking about a 25-minute run-up to go for it and very rarely wins one. But I thought he played well, Pablo. Yeah, I think he's a class player, and with taking away his diving and sometimes getting free kicks he shouldn't, he will get a lot of free kicks because he offers his ankles to be tackled. They aren't always dives. You know, the defender's a bit clumsy.
Oh, it's like Eric Gates.
And Eric Gates, other than he's about 4 foot taller and doesn't spend all his time at the bookies, but he is quite like Eric Gates. Other than that, and his hair cuts a bit smarter than I thought. But no, I think Pablo will come good and will win 3-1 at Watford.
Okay, Phil, what do you think?
You've got to hope we're going to win, haven't you? I mean, Watford isn't the ideal place to go at any time of the season. I just see us winning 1-0, scraping a 1-0, you know what I mean? The thing about Burnley was, once we got in front, there was absolutely no doubt that we'd win.
I think more
and different. And I think it'll be the same.
Well, I'll see the score as well. I think more different. What team will he play, Saturday?
I think
that's more of the. To me, that's more interesting than what the score might be. Will Trotter keep his place? Because I think he has to.
Yeah.
Yeah, he played well.
And,
yeah.
And I think, and also he gives you a height. He'll have a shot. The players seem to like playing with him as well.
I think he gets more confident the more games he plays as well.
I never predict a defeat for the Town,
well,
so I'm going to
sacrilege, really.
I'm going to predict a draw, actually.
Yeah. I it'd be interesting to see what part Campo plays.
That wraps it up.
What's the scoreline?
2-2.
It wraps it up because Steve has to catch a train, and if you don't go there, Steve. Yeah, he's going back to Sweden tonight.
Okay. What the
Sweden by train?
Not all the way down.
0-0.
0-0?
Yeah. You are.
There you go.
No one ever predicts 0-0. Well,
there you go.
Only Town play.
Put your money on it.
We don't ever keep too many.
No, that's why I thought it's got to happen one day. Okay, quick note. Apparently ICR are covering Ipswich Wanderers versus Great Cornard on Saturday. So, and also, you can go along and watch that before the Town game if you want. So, thanks everyone. Thanks to Steve. Thanks to Alistair. Thanks to Phil.
Thank you.
I've been here. Till next week. Have a good one, everyone. Take care. Bye.
Cheers. Thank you, Graham.